Welcome to Dune Reads Goosebumps. I am Dune, and this is part two of Egg Monsters from Mars on Dune Reads Goosebumps. I sealed off the room. I'm recording properly, or I'm laying down with the ebook reader. But that doesn't matter to anyone, because this is part two of this book, and the first one was horrible quality due to the bath. And god damn it, the cat is outside wanting to be let in. Never mind, no longer in a sealed-off room, because the kitten, or cat, I guess now, needs attention. Anyway, there's some eggs, and there may be a lie. Oh, she's so cute. Hi, Scarlet! Alright. Chapter 14, drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon, by the way. The egg creature stared up at us. Let me get closer to the old mic here. The egg creature stared up at us. It quivered and bubbled against the side of the box. The bottom of the box was puddled with a sticky yellow goo. "So you found one," Dr. Gray murmured, tilting the box. The yellow blob slid to the other end. "Found one?" I replied. "You mean you know what it is?" "I thought I rounded them all up," Dr. Gray replied, rubbing his mustache. He turned his pale blue eyes on me. "But I guess I missed one." "What is it?" I demanded. "What kind of animal is it?" He shrugged. He tilted the box the other way, making the egg creature slide to the other end. Then he gently poked the eggy blob to the back. "This is a young one," he said softly. "A young what?" I asked impatiently, like a little bitch. "The eggs fell all over town," Dr. Gray said, poking the egg creature. "Like a meteor shower, only in this town." "Excuse me?" I cried. "They fell from the sky?" I wanted desperately to understand, but so far, nothing made sense. I can just fucking hear the freeway in the background and the fucking pond making noise, and Kelly listening to goddamn Lady Gaga. "A king with no crown. A king with no crown." Dr. Gray turned to me and put a hand on my shoulder. "We believe the eggs fell from Mars, Dana. There was a big storm on Mars 2 years ago. It set off something like a meteor shower. The storm sent these eggs hurtling through space." My mouth dropped open. I gazed down at the quivering yellow blob in the shoebox. This is a Martian?" I stammered. Dr. Gray smiled. "We think it came from Mars. We think the eggs flew through space for 2 years."
But...
I sputtered. My heart was racing. My hands were suddenly cold. Was I really staring at a creature from Mars? Had I actually touched a Martian? Then I had an even weirder thought. I found it. I picked it up from my backyard. Did that mean it belonged to me? Finders keepers. Did I own a Martian? Shit! Dr. Gray bounced the creature. My creature in the box. Its veins pulsed. Its black eyes stared back at us. "We don't know how the eggs made it through the Earth's atmosphere," the scientist continued.
"You mean they should have burned up?" I asked.
He nodded. "Most everything burns up when it hits our atmosphere, but the eggs seem to be very tough. So tough they weren't destroyed." The egg creature made a gurgling sound. It plopped wetly against the side of the shoebox. Dr. Gray chuckled. "This is a cute one."
You have a lot other? You got more, nigga?" I asked.
"Let me show you something, Dana." Holding the box in front of him, Dr. Gray led the way through the large metal door. The door clanged heavily behind us. A long, narrow hallway, the walls painted white, led past several small rooms. Dr. Gray's lab coat made a starchy, scratchy sound as he walked. It actually says starchy scratchy, but I am distracted by the fucking cat trying to attack me. At the end of the hall, we stopped in front of a wide window. "In here," Dr. Gray said softly. I stared into the window. Then I stared harder. Was he crazy like Medea? Was he playing some kind of joke on me? I can't see anything at all, I cried.
Chapter 15.
"Hold on a second. I forgot something," Dr. Gray said. He stepped over to the wall and flicked on a light switch.
A light above our heads in the hallway flashed on, and now I can see it through the window!
Whoa! Wow!
I exclaimed as my eyes swept over the large room on the other side of the glass. I stared at the crowd of egg creatures. Dozens of them. Yellow, eggy blobs.
Really? Use the adjective eggy to describe the egg creatures?
Ah, oh, I just saw this hot chick. She was so humanish.
Doesn't work out, R.L. Stein.
All pulsing and quivering, green veins throbbing, the egg creatures huddled on the white tile floor. They looked like big blobs of cookie dough on a baking sheet. Dozens of tiny, round black eyes stared out at us. Unreal! As I stared at them in amazement, I kept thinking that they were stuffed animals. But they weren't. They were alive. They breathed. They shook and bounced and bobbled.
"Would you like to go in?"
Dr. Gray asked. He didn't wait for me to answer. He pulled out a small black control unit from his pocket. He pushed a button and the door swung open. Then he opened the door wider and guided me inside.
"Whoa!"
I uttered a cry. Every single whoa that I do is exactly the same. See that? The Joey Lawrence, whoa! Or the Bill and Ted... Can't even do it right now, never mind.
Abort! Abort this conversation! I uttered a cry when I felt a blast of cold air. It's freezing in here, I exclaimed. Dr. Gray smiled. We keep it very cold. It seems to keep them more alert. He held the shoebox in one hand. He motioned to the egg creatures with the other. Once they hatch, the egg creatures don't like heat. If the temperature goes too high, they melt, he explained. He lowered the box to the floor.
We don't want them to melt, he said. If they melt, we can't study them.
Leaning over the box, he lifted my egg creature out gently. He placed it beside three or four other egg creatures. All of the yellow blobs began bouncing excitedly. Dr. Gray picked up the box and stood back up.
Herp, derp, 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 derp.
He smiled down at the new arrival. We don't want you to melt, do we? He told it. We want you to be nice and alert, so we keep it as cold in here as we physically possibly can. I shivered and rubbed my arms. I had goosebumps all over my skin, and my nipples were like diamonds.
That scratching noise was because they use diamonds on record players to get the needle, and then my mind went to scratching off of diamonds, and it made no sense to people that weren't in my mind. And if you are in my mind right now, strap in for the ride, motherfuckface.
From excitement or from the cold? I wished I had worn something warmer than a t-shirt. The egg creatures bobbed and bubbled. I couldn't take my eyes off them. Real creatures from Mars! I watched them start to bounce toward us. They moved surprisingly fast. They kind of rolled, kind of inched their way forward. They left slimy yellow trails behind them as they moved like women. I wanted to ask Dr. Gray a million questions. Do they have brains? I asked. Are they smart? Can they communicate? Have you tried talking to them? Do they talk to each other? How can they breathe our air? He chuckled. You have a good scientific mind. Enough with the questions and shit, Dana, he said. Let's take one question at a time. Which would you like me to answer first?
Well,
I started to reply, but I stopped when I realized what the egg creatures had done. While Dr. Gray and I talked, they had all moved quickly into a circle, and now they had... This surrounded the two of us. I spun around. The egg creatures had moved behind us. They blocked the door, and now they were closing in on us, bubbling and throbbing, leaving a trail of slime as they slid forward. What were they planning to do?
Scarlet, what are they planning to do, sweetie? Okay. Purr and move their tail around.
Chapter 16!
In a panic, I turned to Dr. Gray. To my shock, he was grinning. They've trapped us, I stammered. He shook his head. Sometimes they move like that. But don't be scared, Dana. They're harmless. Harmless, I cried. My voice came out shrill and tiny, but... What
can they do? Dr. Gray asked, placing a comforting hand on my trembling shoulder. They're only blobs of egg. They can't bite you, can they? They don't appear to have mouths. They can't grab you or punch you or kick you or touch you or molest you. They have no hands or legs. The egg creatures move, their circle closer. I watch them, my throat still tight, my legs still shaking. I knew what Dr. Gray was telling me was true, but why were they doing this? Why did they want to form a circle? Why were they closing in on us? Sometimes they form triangles. Dr. Gray told me, sometimes rectangles or squares or parallelograms. What is my problem? Okay. It's as if they're trying out different shapes they've seen. Maybe this was the way that they're trying to communicate with us. Maybe, I agreed softly. I wish the egg creatures would back the fuck up, like Ludacris told them to do in his catchy, catchy song. They were little wet blobs, but they were really giving me the creeps. I shivered again, my breath steamed up in front of me.
Hey, Sanka, what you smoking, man?
I'm not smoking, man. I'm breathing.
Cool runnings.
It was so cold, my glasses started to fog. I stared down at the egg creature I had brought. It had joined the circle. It bobbed and bounced with all the others. Dr. Gray turned and started to the door. I turned with him. I wanted to get out of that fucking freezer as fast as I could. Thank you for bringing that one in, Dr. Gray said. He shook his head. I thought I had collected them all. What a surprise that I had missed one. He scratched his hair. You say you found it in your backyard? I nodded.
It was an egg, but then it hatched in my dresser drawer.
My teeth clattered. I was so cold and so stupid. Does that mean it's mine? I asked Dr. Gray. Does that mean it belongs to me? His smile faded. I'm not really sure. I don't know what the law is about alien creatures from outer space. He frowned. Maybe there is no law. I glanced down at the little blob. The green veins along the side were bulging. Its whole body was throbbing like crazy. Was it sorry to see me go? No way. That seemed really dumb, I told myself. I guess you'll want to keep it for a while and study it, I said to Dr. Gray. He nodded. Yes, I'm doing every kind of test I can think of. But can I come back and visit? I asked. Dr. Gray narrowed his eyes at me. Come back? Dana, what do you mean by come back? You're not leaving. Oh, shit.
Chapter 17.
Excuse me, princess, I shouted. I knew I hadn't heard him correctly. My whole body shook in a wild shiver. I rubbed my bare arms, trying to warm them. Did you say that I'm not leaving? I managed to ask. Dr. Gray locked his pale blue eyes on mine. I'm afraid you can't leave, Dana. You must stay here. A frightened cry escaped my throat. He was serious. He couldn't be serious. He wasn't serious. He can't keep me here, I told myself. No way. He can't keep me here against my will. That's against the law.
But why?
I demanded weakly. Why can't I go home? You can understand, can't you? Dr. Gray replied calmly. We don't want anyone to know about the space aliens. We don't want anyone to know that they've been invaded by Martians. He sighed. You don't want to throw the whole world into a panic, do you, Dana?
I
tried to answer, but I was too frightened, too startled, too cold, too little bitchly. I glared angrily at Dr. Gray. You have to let me go, I insisted in a trembling voice. His expression softened. What the f... Oh, whatever. Please don't stare at me like that, he said. I'm not a bad guy. I don't want to frighten you, and I don't want to keep you in this lab against your will. But what choice do I have? I'm a scientist, goddammit, Dana! I have to do my job! I stared back at him, my whole body shaking. I didn't know what to say, and my eyes moved to the metal door. It was shut, but he hadn't bolted it. He hadn't bolted it. I wondered if I could get to the door before he did. I have to study you, too, Dr. Gray continued. He tucked his hand into the pockets of his lab coat. It's my job, Dana. Creepy. I have to study you, too, Dr. Gray continued. He tucked his hands into the pockets of his lab coat. It's my job, Dana. Study me, I squeaked. Why? He motioned to my egg creature. You touched it, didn't you? You handled it. You picked it up. I shrugged. Well, yeah, I picked it up, so what? Well, we don't know what kind of dangerous germs it gave you, he replied. We don't know what kind of germs or bacteria or strange diseases these things carried with them from Mars. I swallowed hard. Huh? Diseases? He scratched his mustache. I don't want to scare you. You're probably perfectly okay. You feel okay. Right? My teeth chattered. Yeah, I guess, just cold. Well, I have to keep you here and study you. You know, watch you carefully. Make sure that touching the egg creatures didn't harm you or change you. No way, I thought. I don't care about strange germs from Mars. I don't care about egg diseases. I don't care about fucking science. Aw, don't say that, Dana. We all care about science. All I care about is getting the fuck out of here, getting home to my family. You're not keeping me here, Dr. Gray. You're not studying me because I am out of here. Dr. Gray was saying something. I guess he was still explaining why he planned to keep me prisoner in this freezing cold lab, but I didn't listen to him. Instead, I took the fuck off. I ran toward the big metal door. The circle of egg creatures blocked my way, but I leaped over them easily and kept running, gasping for breath, shivering. I reached the door. I grabbed the handle and I glanced back. Was Dr. Gray chasing after me? No. He hadn't moved. Good, I thought. I caught him. By surprise, I'm gone. I turned the door handle, pulled hard. The door didn't... God damn it, phone. The door didn't open. I pulled harder. It didn't budge. I tried pushing it. No go. Dr. Gray's voice rang in my ears. The door is controlled electronically, he said calmly. It's locked. It cannot be opened unless you have the control unit. I didn't believe him. I tugged again. Then I pushed again. He was telling the truth. The door was electronically sealed. I gave up with a loud cry of protest. I spun around to face him. How long do I have to stay here? I demanded. He replied in a low, icy voice. Probably for a very long time.
Apparently, Dune does not read Goosebumps at all. It is now August 8th. I gotta get my head in the game here. I'm drinking a 32 of natural ice. And I'm hoping, for the love of Christ, I can get back on track here. Hoping the freeway isn't too loud in the background. Has anyone who ever made more than like 50 grand a year ever said, I hope the freeway isn't too loud in the background? Oh, whatever. Anyway. Egg monsters from Mars. I'm sure all the voices will be off. Whatever. Chapter 18. Step away from the door, Dana. Dr. Gray ordered. Try to calm down. Calm down? You'll be okay, the scientist said. I take very good care of my specimens. Specimens? I didn't want to calm down. I didn't want to be a specimen. I'm a boy, not a specimen, I told him angrily. I don't think he heard me. He lifted me out of the way, and then he clicked the small remote unit in his hand. The door opened just long enough for him to slide through. It made a loud click as it snapped shut behind him. Locked in. I was locked in this freezer with 36 Martians. My heart pounded. I heard a shrill whistle in my ears. My temples throbbed with pain. My water temples. Ah, that's how painful they are. Ocarina of Time. My whole head felt ready to explode. I'd never been so angry in my life. I let out a cry of rage. The egg creatures all began to chatter. I spun around in surprise. They sounded a little like chimps. Chimp fisting? A room full of chimps chattering away. Only they weren't chimps. They were monsters from Mars, like in the title of the book. And I was locked in, all alone with them. A specimen. No! I let out another howl and ran to the long window. You can't leave me here, I shrieked. I pounded on the glass with both fists. I wanted to cry. I wanted to scream until my throat was raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. I'd never felt so angry and so frightened all at once. Let me out, Dr. Gray. More like Dr. Gay. No, but seriously, let me out of here. You can't keep me here, I screamed. I banged on the window as hard as I could.
I'll pound till I break the glass, I told myself. I'll break through, then I'll climb out and escape. I beat my fist frantically against the glass. Let me out of here, you can't do this. The glass was thick and hard. No way I could break through. Let me out. I uttered a final scream. When I turned back into the room, the egg creature stopped chattering. They stared up at me with their black button eyes. They didn't quiver or bounce. They stood totally still, as if they had frozen. I'm going to freeze. I realized I rubbed my bare arms, but it didn't help me, and my hands were ice cold. Icicles are going to form out of me, I thought. I'm going to freeze to death in here. I'm going to turn into a human popsicle.
That's such a disgusting German film, The Human Popsicle.
Ugh. The egg creature stood still. Their eyes were all locked on me, as if they were studying me, as if they were trying to decide about what to do to me. Suddenly, my egg creature broke the silence. I recognized it by the blue veins down its front. It started to chatter loudly. The other egg creatures turned, as if to listen to it. Was it talking to them? Was it communicating in some weird Martian chatter language? I hope you're telling them how I saved your life, I called to it. I hope you're telling them what a good guy I am. You almost went down the drain, remember? Of course the egg creature couldn't understand me. I don't know why I was shouting at it like that. I guess I was totally losing it, totally freaking the F out. As the egg creature chattered on, I stared at the others. They all listened in silence. I started to count them. There were so many of them and so few of me. Were they friendly? Did they like strangers? Did they like humans? How'd they feel about being locked in this freezing cold room? Did they feel anything at all? Or were they dead inside, like me and my poetry found at some website? God damn it, Dune, you ruined everything. Why couldn't you have just said, like, livejournal.com/cryingdanadude?
Forget it.
I decided to try the window again before I could move my egg creature stop talking. And then the others started to move silently. They huddled together, pressing together into a wide yellow wedge, and rolling faster than I could imagine. They attacked.
Egg monsters for Mars, and we don't care. Egg monsters for Mars, chapter 19.
Hey! I uttered a startled cry and backed the fuck up. The wedge of egg creatures rolled forward. Their bodies slapped the floor wetly as they bounced toward me. I retreated until my back hit the window. Nowhere to run. What do you want? I screamed. My voice came out high and tight in panic. What are you gonna do? I turned and banged on the window, pounding with open hands. Dr. Gray! Dr. Gray! No time for love, Dr. Gray, help me! Did they plan to roll over me, to swallow me up? To my surprise, the egg creature stopped a few inches in front of me. They twirled and bounced until they had formed a circle once again. Then, moving quickly and silently, they shifted back into a big yellow triangle. I stared down at them, shivering. My teeth chattered. They're not attacking, I decided, but what are they doing? Why are they forming these shapes? Are they trying to talk to me? I took a deep breath. Trying to calm my panic. You're a scientist, Dana, I reminded myself. Act like a scientist, not a frightened kid. Try to talk back to them. I thought hard for a few seconds. Then I raised my hands in front of me and formed a circle with my pointer fingers and thumbs. I held the circle up so the egg creatures could all see it and waited to see if they did anything. The yellow blobs had formed a wide triangle that nearly filled the room. I saw their round black eyes go up in the circle I had formed.
Oh, I'm Kevin Ghostwan of Comics Online, and I just texted Zach to see if he could send me some shit. Also, Zach is Dune, but don't tell R.L. Stein that, because then I'm going to get arrested.
And then I watched them bounce, unroll into a circle. Were they copying me? I straightened my fingers and thumbs into a triangle, and the egg creatures formed a triangle. Yes! We're communicating, I realized. We're talking to each other. I suddenly felt really excited. I felt like some kind of pioneer. I'm the first person on Earth to communicate with Martians, I told myself. These creatures are friendly, I decided. They're not dangerous. I didn't know what they were for sure, but I was so excited that I was communicating with them.
Wow, I just changed my voice up. That's strange.
I didn't want to think anything bad about them. Dr. Gray has no right to keep them prisoner here, I thought, and he has no right to lock me up with them.
I didn't believe his excuse for keeping me here. Not for a minute. Just because I touched one? Just because I handled one? Did he expect me to believe that touching an egg creature could harm me? Did I really think it would rot my skin off or something? Did he really think that touching an egg creature would give me a weird disease or change me in some way? That was stupid. Fucking stupid. I carried that little yellow blob in my hands and felt perfectly fine. The creatures are my friends, I told myself. Touching them isn't going to harm me in any way. But I'm a scientist. At least I want to be a scientist. So I have to be scientific, I realized. Yeah, but I'm an audiobook reader. At least I want to be an audiobook reader. So I have to be speaking in this fucking voice. Yeah. I decided to check myself out, just to make sure. I raised my hands and expected them to carefully, first one, then the other. They looked okay to me. No strange rashes, no skin peeling off. I still had four fingers and a thumb on each hand. I rubbed my arms. They were the same, too. Perfectly okay. Might as well check myself out all over, I told myself. Fat, 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 fat. I reached down and grabbed my left leg. Soft and mushy. Oh no, I wailed. I squeezed my leg again. Soft and lumpy. I didn't have time to look. I knew what was happening. I was slowly turning into one of them. I was turning into a lump of scrambled eggs. No! Egg Monsters from Mars, chapter 20. No. Oh, please. No! I squeezed my mushy ankle. I couldn't bear to look down. I didn't want to see what was happening to me. But I had to. Slowly, I lowered my gaze, and I saw I was squeezing one of the egg creatures, not my leg. Really, RL? Really? I let go instantly and raised my hand. A relieved laugh escaped my throat. Oh, wow! How could I have thought that mushy blob was my leg? I watched the little Martian scurry back to its pals. I shook my head. Even though no one else was around, I felt like a total jerk. Just calm down, Dana, I told myself. But how could I? The air in the lab seemed to get colder. I couldn't stop shivering. I clamped my jaws tightly, but I couldn't stop my teeth from chattering. I squeezed my nose. Cold and numb. I rubbed my ears. They were numb too. This is no joke, I thought, my throat tightening. I'm going to get frostbite. I'm going to freeze. I tried thinking warm thoughts. I thought about the beach in summer. I thought about wetting my bed. I thought about blazing fire in the fireplace in our den. It didn't help. A hard shiver made my whole body twitch. I've got to do something that will take my mind off the cold, I decided. Fap, 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 fap again. The egg creatures had spread out all over the room. I raised my hands again and formed a triangle.
YMC. It's like a song where you do like a dance and you use your arms to do symbols. Hey, Macaroni.
They stared up at it, but didn't move. I curled my fingers into a circle. They ignored this one, too. I guess you guys got bored, huh? I asked them. Just like the listeners of this podcast. I tried to bend my fingers and thumbs into a rectangle, but it was too hard. Fingers and thumbs can't really bend into a rectangle, but they can bend into an upvote, and if you post a picture of yourself doing that on Reddit, you're a douchebag. Besides, the egg creatures weren't paying much attention to me. I'm gonna freeze, I told myself again. Freeze, freeze, freeze. The word repeated in my mind until it became an unhappy chant. Freeze, 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 freeze. Hey-o! I lowered myself to the floor and pressed into the corner. I curled up, trying to save my body warmth, or what was left of it. A sound on the other side of the window made me jump up. Someone was coming. Dr. Gray? To let me out? I turned eagerly to the door. I heard footsteps out in the hall. Then a clink of metal. A slot opened just above the floor to the left of the door. A food tray slid in. It popped on the floor. I hurried over to it. Macaroni and cheese in a small container of milk.
But I hate macaroni and cheese, I screeched. No reply. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I wailed.
I was starting to lose it again, but I didn't care. I leaned over the tray and held my hands over the plate of macaroni. The steam warmed my hands. At least it was hot, I thought. I sat down on the floor, lifted the tray to my lap, then gulped down the macaroni, just for the warmth.
It tasted horrible. I hate that wet, clotty cheese sauce, but it didn't warm me a little.
Wow, I feel like RL has something out for Kraft, you know?
Hi, Starlet.
I didn't open the milk. Too cold. Feeling a little better, I shoved the tray aside and climbed to my feet. I strode over to the window and started pounding on the glass with my fists. Dr. Gray, let me out! I shouted, Dr. Gray, I know you can hear me. Let me out! You can't lock me in here and make me eat macaroni and cheese. Let me out! I screamed until my voice was hoarse. I didn't hear a reply, not a sound from the other side of the glass. I turned away from the window in disgust. I've got to find a way out of here, I said out loud to the Joker or the thief. I've got to! And then I had an idea.
I lost my place. Something, something. Scrambled eggs. Macaroni.
Chapter 21. Sad to say, it was a bad idea. The kind of idea you'd think of when you're freezing to death in total panic. What was the idea? To call home and tell Mom and Dad to come get me. The only problem was that the idea was that there was no fucking phones in the room. I searched carefully. There were metal shelves up the ceiling against the back wall. They contained only science books and files. There was a desk in one corner. The desktop was bare. Nothing else. Nothing in the whole room, except for the dozens of egg creatures and me. I needed another idea, an idea that didn't call for a telephone. But I was stumped. I tried the door again. I thought Dr. Gray might have gotten careless and left it unlocked. No such luck. I checked out the slot where the food tray had been delivered. It was only a few inches tall, way too narrow for me to slip through. I was trapped. A prisoner. A specimen. I dropped glumly to the floor and rested my back against the wall. I pulled up my knees and wrapped my arms around them. I curled into a ball to stay warm. How long did Dr. Gray plan to keep me here? Forever? Forever, ever? Forever, ever, ever? I let out a miserable sigh, but then a thought helped to cheer me up. I suddenly had a little hope. I remembered something I had forgotten. I had told Anne where I was going. This morning in the backyard, I had told Anne I was going to take the creature to the science lab. I'm going to be rescued, I realized. I leaped to my feet and shot both fists into the air. Yatta! I opened my mouth in a happy cheer. Yes! I knew exactly what would happen. When I didn't show up for dinner, Mom and Dad would call Anne, because that's where I'm always because that's where I'm always hanging out when I should be home for dinner. Anne will tell them that I went to the science lab in Denver. Mom will say, he should be back by now. Dad will say, yeah, I'd better go get him. And Dad will come and rescue me. Only a matter of time, I knew. Only a matter of a few hours, and Dad will be here to get me out of this freezer. I felt so much better. I lowered myself back to the floor and leaned against the wall to wait. The egg creatures all stared at me, watching me in silence, trying to figure me out, I guess. I didn't realize that I fell asleep. I guess I was worn out from all the excitement and the fear. I'm not sure how long I slept. Voices woke me up. Voices from out in the hall. I sat up, instantly alert, and listened. And heard Dad's voice. Yes! He was here! He was gonna rescue me! Yes! I climbed to my feet. I stretched. I got ready to greet Dad. And then, from the front hall, I heard Dr. Gray say, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. Your son never stopped here. Oh, foiled again! Chapter 22. Rick Rouse.
Are you sure? I heard Dad ask. Very sure, Dr. Gray replied. I'm the only one here today. We're closed. We had no visitors.
He's about this tall, I heard Dad say. He has dark hair and wears glasses.
No, sorry, Dr. Gray insisted. But he told his friends that he would be coming here. He had something he wanted to show a scientist. His bike is gone from the garage.
Well, you can check outside for your son's bike, Dr. Gray told Dad. But I don't think you'll find it.
He moved it, I realized. Dr. Gray moved my bike. He must be an evil genius, so no one would find it. I let out a shout of rage and ran to the window.
Dad, I'm in here,
I shouted. I cut my hands around my mouth so my voice would be even louder. Dad, can you hear me? I'm in here. Dad! I took a deep breath and listened. My heart was thudding so loudly I could barely hear their voices from the front. Dad and Dr. Gray continued in a low, calm voices. Dad, can't you hear me? I screamed, it's me, Dana. Come here, Dad. I'm here. Let me out. My voice cracked. My throat ached from screaming so loud. Dad, please. My chest heaving, I pressed my ear against the window and listened again. Well, it's very strange, Mr. Johnson, Dr. Gray was saying. The boy never came here. Would you like to look around the lab? Yes, Dad, I pleaded silently. Say yes! Tell him that you'd like to look around the lab, Dad! Please! No thanks, nerd, I heard Dad say. I better keep searching. Thank you, Dr. Gray. I heard Dad say goodbye. I heard the front door close, and I knew I was doomed.
Why could he hear them and they couldn't hear him?
Stupid goosebumps. Chapter 23. I don't believe this, I murmured out loud. Dad was so close, so close. I sank back to the floor. I felt as if my heart were sinking too. I wanted to keep dropping down onto the floor, into the ground. Just keep sinking till I disappeared forever. My throat ached from screaming. Why couldn't Dad hear me? I could hear him. Dune just said that. And why did he believe Dr. Gray's lies? Why didn't Dad check out the lab for himself? He would see me through the window, and I would be rescued. Dr. Gray is evil, I realize. He pretends to be interested only in science. He pretended to be worried about my health, about my safety. He said that's why he's keeping me here, to make sure I was safe. But he lied to my father, and he was lying to me. Crouched on the floor, I shivered as the frigid air seemed to seep right through my skin. I shut my eyes and lowered my head. I wanted to stay calm. I knew I had to stay calm to think clearly, but I couldn't. The chills I felt running down my back weren't just from the cold. They were also from terror! Voices in the front snapped me to attention. I held my breath and listened. Was that my dad? Or was I starting to hear things? Maybe I will take a look around. That's what I thought I heard Dad say. Was I dreaming it? No. I heard Dr. Gray mumble something. Then I heard Dad say, sometimes Dana sneaks into places when he doesn't belong. He's so interested in science, he may have sneaked in through your back door, Dr. Gray. Yes, I cried happily. Every time I lost all hope, I somehow got another chance. I jumped up and hurried to the window. I crossed my fingers and prayed Dad would walk to the back and see me. Ow. Oh, stop it. After a few seconds, I saw Dad and Dr. Gray at the far end of the long white hall. Dr. Gray was leading him slowly, opening the doors. They peered into each lab and then moved on. Dad! I called. Can you hear me? I'm back here! Even though I had my face pressed up against the window glass, he couldn't hear me. I banged on the glass. Dad kept walking with Dr. Gray. He didn't look up. I waited for them to come closer. My heart was banging against my chest now. My mouth was dry. I pressed up close to the window. In a few seconds, Dad would peer in the window and see me standing here. And then I would be out, and Dr. Gray would have some real splaining to do. With my hands and nose pressed against the glass, I watched them move forward. The hall was dark on this end, but I could see them clearly as they peeked in through the labs on the other end. Dad! I shouted, Dad, over here! I knew he couldn't hear me, but I had to shout anyway. The two men disappeared into a lab for a few seconds. Then they came out and stepped toward me. They were talking in low tones. I couldn't hear what they were saying. Dad had his eyes on Dr. Gray. Turn this way, Dad, I silently urged. Please, look at the end of the hall. Look in the window. Chatting softly, they disappeared through another door. What on earth were they talking about? I wondered. A few seconds later, they were back in the hall, moving this way. Dad, please, here I am. I pressed up eagerly against the glass. I pounded my fists on the window. Dad looked up and stared into the window. He stared right at me. I'm rescued, I realized. I'm out of here. Dad stared at me for a few seconds. Then he turned back to Dr. Gray. Thanks for showing me around, he said. Dana definitely isn't here. Sorry I wasted your time.
Hey-o is now September 12th, 2011. This is a book. I blame Giovanni from the Get It On podcast for suggesting this one, because god damn, it's not very good. That's why I'm a bit lazy, I guess, in my mind. That's my justification. I'm going to finish this for Lax, dude, so he doesn't hit me with his big netted lance. You know, that's what lacrosse people do in my mind. All right. Chapter 24. Dad, I'm right here, I shrieked. You're looking right at me. Was I invisible? Why didn't he see me? Sorry I wasted your time, Dr. Gray, I heard Dad say again. Good luck in finding Dana, Dr. Gray replied. I'm sure he'll turn up really soon. He's probably at a friend's house and forgot the time. You know how kids are. And the cat.
No! I let out a long wail. Dad, come back, Dad!
As I stared in horror, Dad turned away and started back down the long hall. With another cry, I began to pound on the window glass with both fists. Dad! 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 I chanted with each slam of my fist. Dad turned around. What's that noise? He asked Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray turned too. I pounded the glass even harder. I pounded until my knuckles were raw and throbbing. Dad! 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 I continued to chant. What's that pounding noise? Dad demanded from halfway down the hall. It's the pipes, Dr. Gray told him. I've been having a lot of trouble with the pipes. The plumber is coming on Monday. Dad nodded. He kept walking. I heard him say goodbye to the scientist. Then I heard the door close behind him. I knew that this time he wouldn't come back. I didn't move from the window. I stared through the glass down the long hall. A few seconds later, I saw Dr. Gray coming toward me. He had an angry scowl on his face. I'm his prisoner now, I thought glumly. What does he plan to do?
Chapter 25, trying to knock this bitch out.
Yeah, half-assing it. He stopped outside the window. He clicked on the hall light. In the bright light, I could see beads of sweat on his forehead. He frowned and stared at me with those cold blue eyes. Nice try, Dana, he said sourly.
Huh? What do you mean?
I choked out. My legs were trembling. Not from the cold. I was really terrified now. You almost got your father's attention, Dr. Gray replied. That wouldn't have been nice. That would have spoiled my plans. I pressed both palms against the glass. I tried to force myself to stop trembling.
Why couldn't Dad see me?
I demanded. Dr. Gray rubbed a hand over his side of the window. It's one-way glass, he explained. No one can see into the room from the hall. Unless I turn on the bright hall light. I let out a long sigh. You mean your father saw only blackness, the scientist said with a pleased grin. He thought he was staring into an empty room, just the way you did until I turned on the light.
But why didn't he hear me? I demanded. I was shouting my head off.
Dr. Gray shook his head. A waste of time. The room you're in is totally soundproof. Not a sound escapes into the hall.
But I can hear you, I declared. I can hear every word you and Dad said, and now you can hear me.
There is a speaker system in the wall, he explained, which totally just sums up everything, and then you know, there's no more, like, loose ends, you know? It's good to go. I could hear it. I could turn it on and off with the same control unit that locks the door.
So I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me,
I murmured. You're a very smart boy, kind of, he replied. His blue eyes flashed. I know you're smart enough not to try any more tricks in here.
You have to let me out, I screamed like a little bitch. You can't keep me here.
Yes, I can, he replied softly. I can keep you in here as long as I like, Dana.
But...
I sputtered. I was so frightened I couldn't speak once again like a little bitch. It's my duty to keep you in here, Dr. Gray said calmly. He didn't care that I was so scared and upset. He didn't care about me at all, I realized. He must be crazy, I decided. Crazy and evil.
It's my duty to keep you here, he repeated. I must make sure that the egg creatures haven't harmed you. I must make sure that the egg creatures haven't given you some strange germs that you might pass on to others. Let me out, I shrieked. I was too frightened and angry to argue with him now. Too angry and frightened to think clearly. Let me out, let me out, I demanded, pounding on the glass with my aching fists. Get some rest, Dana, he instructed. Don't tire yourself out, son. I want to start doing tests on you in the morning. I have many, many tests to perform.
But I'm freezing, I stammered like the jets. Let me out of here. At least let me stay warm somewhere, please.
He ignored my plea. He clicked off the hall light and turned away. I watched him make his way down the long hall. He disappeared through the door in the front and closed the door hard behind him. I stood there, trembling, my heart pounding. I was cold and very scared. I had no way of knowing things were about to get a lot scarier.
Chapter 26.
I was so desperate to get Dad's attention, I nearly forgot about the egg creatures. Now I turned from the window to find them scattered around the room. They stood still as statues. They didn't bounce or quiver. They seemed to be staring at me. Dr. Gray had turned off all the lights except for a tiny, dim bulb in the ceiling. The little egg blobs appeared pale and gray in the dim light. I felt a chill at the back of my neck. Was it safe to go to sleep in the same room with them? I suddenly felt exhausted, so tired that all my muscles ached. My head spun. I needed to sleep. I knew that I... Steel Reserve. I knew I had to rest so I could be alert and sharp tomorrow. Alert and sharp so I could find a way to escape. But if I fell asleep, what would the egg creatures do? Would they leave me alone? Would they sleep too? Or would they try to harm me in some way? Were they good? Were they evil? Were they intelligent at all? I had no way of knowing. I only knew I couldn't stay awake much longer. I dropped to the floor and curled up in the corner. I tried to stay warm by tucking myself into a ball, but it didn't help. The cold swept over me. My nose was frozen. My ears were numb. My glasses were frozen to my face. Even wrapping up tightly, I couldn't stop shaking. I'm going to freeze to death, I realized. When Dr. Gray comes back tomorrow morning, he'll find me on the floor, a solid lump of ice. I gazed at the egg creatures. They stared back at me in the dim light. Silence. Such heavy silence in the room that I wanted to scream. Aren't you cold? I cried to them. My voice came out hoarse, weak from all the screaming I had done. Aren't you freezing to death too? I asked them. How can you guys stand it? Of course, they didn't reply. Dana, you're losing it, I scolded myself out loud. I was trying to talk a bunch of egg lumps from another planet. Did I really expect them to answer me? They stared back in silence. None of them quivered. None of them moved. Their little dark eyes glowed in the dim light from the ceiling. Maybe they're asleep, I thought. Maybe they sleep with their eyes open. That's why they're not moving. That's why they've stopped bouncing. They're sound asleep. That made me feel a little better. I tucked myself into a tight ball and tried to fall asleep too. If I could stop shivering, I closed my eyes and silently repeated the words, sleep, 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 motherfucker, sleep, in my mind. It didn't help. And when I opened my eyes, I saw the egg creatures start to move. I was wrong. They weren't asleep. They were wide awake, and they were all moving at once. Coming to get me.
Chapter 27, still trying to knock this bitch out.
Oh, a low moan escaped my throat. I was already shaking all over from the cold, but now my entire body shuddered from fear. The egg creatures moved with surprising speed. They were bunching together in the center of the room, pressing into each other, making wet, smacking sounds. I tried to climb to my feet, but my legs didn't work. My knees bent like rubber, and I landed back on the floor. I pressed back into the corner and watched them move. They slapped up against each other. Loud, wet slaps. Umph. And as they pushed together, they rolled forward, rolled toward me. What are you doing?
doing?" I cried in a high, shrill voice. "What are you gonna do to me?" They didn't reply. The wet smacks echoed through the room as the eggy creatures threw themselves into each other. "Leave me alone!" I shrieked. Once again, I tried to stand. I made it to my knees, but I was trembling too hard to balance on 2 feet. "Leave me alone, please! I'll help you guys escape, too!" I promised. "Really? I'll help you escape tomorrow. I'll help you escape tomorrow. Just let me make it through the night." They didn't seem to understand. They didn't seem to hear me.
It could be because they don't have ears and don't speak English, Dana. Not everyone's like you, Dana. All right? Black people exist and you shouldn't hate them just for being black, okay, Dana?
"What are they doing?" I asked myself, watching them creep forward. Why are they doing this? They had waited until I'd nearly fallen asleep, I realized. That means they wanted to catch me off guard. They wanted to sneak up on me because they were about to do something I wasn't going to like. Something I wasn't going to like at all. I pressed my back against the wall. The egg creatures moved quickly now, pale in the gray light, squinting hard at them. Pale in the gray light, squinting hard at them, I realized, to my horror, that they had all stuck themselves together. They were no longer dozens of little egg creatures. Now, they had joined together to form one enormous egg creature. Megazord! Egg creature, Power Rangers. I was staring at a big, quivering wall of egg. A wall so big it nearly covered the floor of the room. A wall that was rolling toward me, rolling to get me. "Whoa! Please! Whoa!" I choked out like Joey Lawrence. I knew I should climb to my feet. I knew I should try to run. But where could I run? How could I escape from this huge, solid wall of egg? I couldn't. So I lay there, watched it come. Too frozen to move. I moaned as the front of the wall of eggs rose up over my shoes. It was moving so fast, crawling over me. The egg wall swept over my shoes, over the legs of my jeans, over my waist. I lay there helpless as it swept over me. Too frozen, helpless. It poured over me, trapped me beneath it, smothering me. Once again, I'm going to read this part as a poem. "Oh," I moaned as the front of the wall of eggs rose over my shoes. It was crawling, moving, so fast now, crawling over me. The egg wall swept over my shoes, over the legs of my jeans, over my waist. I lay there helpless as it swept over me, too frozen, helpless as it poured over me, trapped me beneath it, smothering me. Well, I fucked up the poetry reading. Great. Chapter 28. I should have moved. I should have fought it. Too late. Too late with Adam Carolla. Too late now. The sticky, warm egg creatures all glued together, rolling over me like a heavy carpet. I pushed up both arms. I raised my knees. I tried to squirm away. Too late. The short live. Too late. I tried to roll out from underneath, but the heavy, living carpet had me pinned on my back, pinned to the floor. It rolled over my waist and then quickly over my chest. Was it going to sweep over my head? Was it going to smother me? I punched at it with both fists. Dragon punch! But it was too late to push it away, too late to do it any harm. Too late to stop it as it crept closer to my neck, so warm and heavy. I twisted my head from side to side to back to forth. I tried to roll away, but it was no use. Too late to fight back.
That sounds like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Too late to fight back. And now I lay there trapped. I felt it creep up to my chin. I felt it throbbing, pulsing. Dozens of eggy monsters all pressed together, alive. A living sheet of egg creatures covering me. I took a deep breath and held it as the heavy, warm carpet pressed itself against my chin. My arms and legs were pinned to the floor. I couldn't swarm away. I couldn't move. To my surprise, the egg carpet stopped under my chin. I let out a long whoosh of air and waited. Had it really stopped?
Yes.
It didn't crawl over my head. It rested heavily on top of me, throbbing steadily, as if it had 24 heartbeats. So warm. I felt so warm underneath it, almost cozy. I let out a sigh. For the first time, I had stopped shivering. My hands and feet were no longer frozen. No chills ran down my back. Warm. I felt toasty and warm. A smile spread over my face. I could feel my fear fading away in the cold. The egg creatures weren't trying to harm me, I realized. They wanted to help me. They pressed themselves together to form a blanket, a warm and cozy blanket. They worked together to keep me from freezing. They saved my life. With the warm, pulsing blanket on top of me, I suddenly felt calm and sleepy. I drifted into a peaceful, dreamless sleep. Such a wonderful, soothing sleep, but didn't help me get ready for the horrors of the next morning. Chapter 29. I woke a couple of times during the night. At first, I felt alarmed and frightened when I saw that I wasn't home in bed, but the pulsing warm egg blanket relaxed me. I shut my eyes and drifted back to sleep. Sometime in the morning, I was aroused from a deep sleep by an angry voice. I felt hands grab my shoulders roughly. Someone was shaking me hard, shaking me awake. I opened my eyes to find Dr. Gray bending over me in his white lab coat. His face was twisted in anger. He shook me hard, shouting furiously, "Dana, what have you done? What have you done to the egg monsters? Huh?" God damn it. I was still half asleep, my eyes struggling to focus, my head bobbing loosely on my shoulders as the angry scientist shook me. "Let go!" I finally managed to choke out. "What have you done to them?" Dr. Gray demanded. "How did you turn them into a blanket?" I didn't," I stammered. He uttered a furious growl. "You've ruined everything," he shrieked. "Please!" I started goddamn struggling to wake up. He let go of me and grabbed the egg. Wait up. Alright, I'm back. He let go of me and grabbed the egg blanket in both hands. "What have you done, Dana?" he repeated. "Why did you do this?" With another cry of rage, he ripped the blanket off me and heaved it against the wall. The egg creatures made a soft splat as they hit the lab wall. I heard them utter tiny squeals of pain. The blanket folded limply on the floor. "You shouldn't do that, Dr. Gray!" I screamed. Finally finding my voice, I jumped to my feet. I could still feel the warmth of the blank egg blanket on my skin. "You hurt them!" I shrieked. I gazed down at the yellow blanket. It bubbled silently where it had been thrown. It didn't move. "You let them touch you?" Dr. Gray demanded, twisting his face in disgust. "You let them cover you up?" "They saved my life," I declared. "They pushed together to make a warm blanket, and they saved my life." I glanced down again. The egg creatures remained stuck together. The blanket appeared to be seething somehow, throbbing hard as if excited. "Hey-o!" Or angry. "Are you crazy?" Dr. Gray cried, his face red with anger. "Are you crazy? You let the monsters rest on top of you? You touched them? You handled them? Are you trying to destroy my discovery? Are you trying to destroy my work?" He's the crazy one, I realized. Dr. Gray isn't making any sense. He isn't making any sense at all. He moved quickly and grabbed me again, held me in a tight grip so I couldn't move and escape, and pulled me to the door. "Let go of me! Where are you taking me?" I demanded. "I thought you could be trusted," Dr. Gray replied in a menacing growl. "But I was wrong. I'm sorry, Dana. So sorry. I had hoped to keep you alive, but I see now that is impossible."
Still reserved. Chapter 30.
He dragged me to the door. He stopped and reached into the pocket of his lab coat, reached out for the control unit to open the door. I saw my chance. He had me by only one hand. With a hard burst of strength, I pulled away. He let out a cry, reached both hands for me. Missed. I ran to the other side of the lab. I turned at the wall to face him. He had a strange smile on his face. "Dana, there's nowhere to run," he said softly. My eyes flashed around the room. I don't know what I was searching for. I had seen it all. I knew he was telling the truth. Dr. Gray stood blocking the only door. The long window was too heavy and thick to break through. It didn't open. There were no other windows, no other doors. Something, something, to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way.
That was like the speech from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
No ways to escape. What are you going to do now, Dana? Dr. Gray asked softly, the strange smile stuck on his face. His blue eyes locked coldly on mine. What are you going to do? I opened my mouth to reply, but I had nothing to say. I'll tell you what's going to happen, Dr. Gray said softly, calmly. You're going to stay in here in this cold, cold room. I'm going to leave you now and make sure you're locked in. His smile grew wider. Then, do you know what I'm going to do to you? Do you know what I'm going to do to you? What? I choked out. I'm going to make it colder in here. I'm going to make it colder than a freezer. No! I protested. His smile faded. I trusted you, Dana. I trusted you. But you broke that trust. You let them touch you. You let them form this carpet. You ruined them, Dana. You ruined my egg monsters. I didn't do anything. I stammered. I balled my hands into fists. But I felt so helpless and afraid. You can't freeze me in here, I cried. I didn't do anything. You can't leave me in here to freeze. Of course I can, Dr. Gray replied coldly. This is my lab, my own little world. I can do whatever I want. He pulled the little black remote unit from his lab coat pocket. He pointed it at the door and pushed a button. The door swung open. He started to leave. Goodbye, Dana, he called.
Chapter 31.
No! Stop! I called. Dr. Gray turned from the doorway. As he turned, the blanket of egg creatures rose up. It stood straight up and flung itself over him. It dropped on top of the scientist with a hard thud. Hey! He let out an angry cry. The cry was muffled by the heavy yellow blanket of egg creatures. The egg blanket covered him. I watched him struggle underneath it, and I listened to his muffled cries. He was squirming and twisting beneath the blanket, but he couldn't toss it off.
Tossing off. That's a shout out to my British listeners. Sam Skills, I can't talk to you right now. I gotta finish this. I'm sorry. You're the best, Sam Skills.
He was squirming and twisting beneath the blanket, but he couldn't toss it off and he couldn't slide out of the blanket. He crumpled to the floor and the blanket crumpled with him. I watched it seething and bubbling on top of him. Then, I didn't wait another second. I took a deep breath and I ran across the room. I darted past the egg blanket with Dr. Gray twisting and thrashing underneath it and out the fucking door, down the long hall to the front of the lab. Yes! A few seconds later, I pushed open the front door and burst outside. Sam Skills, I cannot talk. Breathing hard, sucking in sweet, fresh air. A beautiful morning, a red ball of sun still rising over the spring green trees, the sky clear and blue. I glanced around. I could see a paper boy on his bike halfway up the block. Give me my $2! No one else on the street. I turned and ran to the other side of the building. The grass smelled so wonderful. The morning air so warm, so fresh. I was thrilled to be outside. I had to go home. I had a hunch, and the hunch was right. I spotted my bike resting against the back wall of the lab, hidden by a large dumpster.
Alright, I get it. Phone, you're just gonna keep making noises.
I leaped onto it and started to pedal. Riding a bike never felt as exciting, so thrilling. I was getting away from the horror of Dr. Gray and his freezing lab. I pedaled faster. I rode without stopping, without seeing. The world was a blur of green. I must have set a speed record for getting home. I roared up the driveway, the tires sending gravel flying on both sides. Then I jumped off my bike and let it topple to the grass. I drove for the kitchen door and burst in the kitchen. Mom! I cried. She jumped up from the breakfast table. I caught the worried expression in her face. It melted its way away. It melted away as I ran into the room. Dana! She cried. Where were you? We've all been so terrified. The police are looking for you, and I'm okay. I told her. I gave her a quick hug. Dad ran into the hallway.
Dana, are you okay? Where were you all night?
Your mother and I, egg monsters, I cried. Egg monsters from Mars, like the title of the book. Hurry! I grabbed Dad's hand and tugged. Come on!
Huh?
Dad spun around. He narrowed his eyes. Seriously, Phone? He narrowed his eyes, studying me.
What did you say?
No time to explain, I gasped. They've got Dr. Gray. He's evil, Dad. He's so evil. Who has what? Mom demanded. The egg creatures for Mars? Hurry, there's no time. They didn't move. I saw them exchange glances. Mom stepped forward and placed a hand on my forehead. Do you have a fever, Dana? Are you sick? No! I screamed. Listen to me! Egg creatures from Mars! Follow me! I know I wasn't explaining myself too well, but I was too frantic. Dana, come lie down, Mom instructed. I'll call Dr. Martin. No, please, I need a doctor. No, please, I don't need a doctor, I protested. Just follow me, okay? You've got to see them. You've got to see the egg creatures. You've got to hurry. Mom and Dad exchanged worried glances. I'm not crazy, I shrieked. I want you to come with me to the science lab.
Okay,
Dad finally agreed. You were in the lab last night? Yes, I told him, shoving him to the kitchen door. I called and called, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, wow, Dad murmured, shaking his head. Wow.
The three of us climbed into the car. It took about 3 minutes to drive to the lab. Dad parked out front. I jumped out of the car before he stopped. The front door to the lab stood wide open as I left it. I ran inside with Mom and Dad close behind me. The egg creatures, I told them breathlessly. They dropped down from Mars. They captured Dr. Gray. I led them down the long hall. I pushed open the door to the freezing back room. Mom and Dad stepped in behind me. I gazed around the room and gasped in amazement. This is the last chapter. Chapter 32. I saw Mom and Dad staring at me. They had worried expressions on their faces. Where are the egg creatures? Mom demanded softly. Dad rested a hand gently on my shoulder. Where are they, Dana? He asked in a whisper. They're gone? I choked out. The lab stood empty. No Dr. Gray. No egg creatures. No one. Bare white walls. Nothing on the floor. Nothing. Maybe they went back to Mars, I murmured, shaking my head. And Dr. Gray? What about Dr. Gray? Dad asked. Maybe they took Dr. Gray with them, I replied. Let's go home, Mom sighed. Let's get you into bed, Dana. Dad guided me from the room, his hands on my shoulders.
I'll call Dr. Martin, he said softly. I'm sure we can get him to come to the house this morning.
I do feel a little strange, I admitted. So they drove me home and tucked me into bed. The doctor came later that morning and examined me. He didn't find anything wrong. He said I should stay in bed and rest for a while. I knew that Mom and Dad didn't believe my story. I felt bad about that, but I didn't know how to convince them I was telling the truth. I did feel a little weird. Just tired, I guess. I dozed off and woke up and dozed off again. In the afternoon, I woke up to hear my sister, Brandy, talking to some friends outside.
Dana totally freaked out, I heard Brandy say. He says he was kidnapped by egg monsters from Mars.
I heard Brandy's friends giggling. Oh, great, I thought bitterly. Now everyone thinks I'm a nutcase. I wanted to call Brandy in my room and tell her what had happened. I wanted to make her believe me. I wanted to make someone believe me. But how?
I fell asleep again. I was awakened by a voice calling my name. I sat up in bed. The voice floated in from my open bedroom window. I climbed out of bed to make my way to the window. Anne was calling me from the driveway. Dana, are you okay? Do you want to come over? I got a new CD-ROM version of Battle Chess. Oh, God, so many memories flooding back in at the name Battle Chess. Goddamn, no, can't get distracted. Last page. Cool, I called down to Annie. I'll be right over. I pulled on a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. I was feeling pretty good, rested, like my old self. So happy that everything was back to normal. I hummed to myself as I brushed my hair. I stared at myself in the mirror. I had an amazing adventure. Sorry, you had an amazing adventure, Dana, I told myself. Imagine you spent a night with egg creatures from Mars. But now you're okay and your life is back to normal. I felt so happy. I gave Brandy a hug on my way down the stairs. She stared at me as if I were truly crazy. Humming loudly, I made my way out of the kitchen door and started across the yard to Anne's house. Everything looked so beautiful to me. The grass, the trees, the spring flowers, the sun setting behind the trees. What a day. What a beautiful, perfect, normal day. And then, halfway across Anne's lawn, I stopped. I crouched down on the grass, and I laid the biggest egg you ever saw. The end. Fuck you, Giovanni. This was the worst Goosebumps I've read so far. You may have just ruined Goosebumps forever. I don't know if I can read another one after that one. And I laid the biggest egg you ever saw. Herp-a-da-derp-derp-derp. Next up is one read by a fan. And then I just ordered The Beast, which is not a Goosebumps book, but it was written by R.L. Stine around the same time, maybe a little bit prior, and Giovanni suggested it. Hope it'll be better than this one, you fucking dirty wop. And I'm Italian, too. You can tell by my back hair. Anyway, I don't know. I'll try to get back on track and not be as miserable and depressed. You know, until then, stay spooky, bitches!